Hello. So I got a new Mikey headset thingamajiggy and decided that means I should record something. So I'm gonna go with the 2 AM questionnaire that Hawk and Vamps posted, I think a while back, maybe like 6 months ago, 5 months ago, something like that. And I haven't really pre-prepped, so you're gonna have to excuse the ums and ahs and the stops and starts and just deal with it. All right. How many hours of sleep do you get on an average night? On average, every night. It used to be 7. That was pre-Discord days. Now it's more like 5. Look at what you people are doing to me. Sleep deprived all the time. How often are you awake at 2 a.m.? Occasionally, but not very often. I have to have a pretty good reason to be awake at 2 a.m. It does happen, though. At 2 a.m., who do you wish would be accompanying you? Right now, the Sandman? I don't know. Let's skip that one. Talk about a dream nightmare that you can vividly remember. Oh, geez. So I tend to have incredibly bizarre dreams, nightmares, to the point where I very much wonder why I can't tap into that part of my brain that is that creative during waking hours, because I would really like to be that creative during the day, but I'm not. But one in particular that I had, this must have been all the way back in junior high, and it seemed like it was all in black and white, and I know what they say about dreams and color and whatnot, but nonetheless, it seemed like it was black and white and almost like a 1920 setting. I mean, the women were in like flapper dresses and the men were in the suits with the hats, and a few of my friends were there, and I remember that every time I chewed gum, which I chew gum a lot because I have a massive oral fixation, but every time I chewed gum in this dream, a giant hole would open up in the ground and this big, ginormous, spiked metal ball would come up out of the ground and basically start running people over. Just like rolling through the streets and running people over. So think the giant boulder in Indiana Jones, only metal and spiked. It was something like that. And people couldn't get away from it. And yet I didn't stop chewing the gum because I mean, I don't know. There was an obvious cause and effect. I just, in my head, kept thinking this wasn't possible. So, like, po the correlation wasn't possible, or causation wasn't possible. So, I kept doing it because obviously, or maybe I'm just a horrible person. I have no idea what that dream meant. If you think you know what that dream meant, then by all means, please let me know. But that was just one of many, many very out there dreams that I've had. How would you describe your dress sense style of dressing? One, I'll say that I'm pretty much always dressed casually because I telecommute full time, so I'm not in like business attire very often. But I would say that my style is pretty boho chic, which is like blending bohemian and chic because I'm not really one or the other, with a good mix of classic thrown in. I like to dress cute, that's the bottom line. But I also like to be comfortable. Although, I will forgo comfort to some degree for a really good pair of heels for some amount of time. Is there a part of your body that you really like and why? I think I answered this for another questionnaire already, so I'll just give the same answer and say, I have a nice ass, I guess. I don't know. There's really no good way to answer this question. I don't really totally hate anything, but I'm not super partial to anything either. So, which three people would you put on your fantasy dinner party guest list and why? Oh God, this is a hard question, especially when you haven't pre-prepped the answer. Okay, well, one I know straight away because he's always my answer to any favorite anything, and that's Jon Stewart, because I think he's brilliant and hilarious, and I would elect him for president forever if I could. So Jon Stewart, and I really wish he'd come back because the world needs him. Then I'm gonna go with a childhood hero, which is gonna seem like a strange answer for a childhood hero, but I'm gonna go with Jacques Cousteau because for many years I wanted to be a marine biologist, and yeah, I had like a hero worship for Jacques Cousteau, and even though that is very far from my path, I'd still like to hear all the stories that he has to tell. And then, oh God, if I had more time to think about this, I'd probably give a smarter answer than I'm about to, but I would say Merlin, which might be a cop out of an answer, but I like all things Arthurian and I like the wizard, so I want to talk to the wizard. What was the rudest thing that was said or done to you this week? I'll throw someone under the bus on this one a little bit. A certain someone, we shall not name names, more or less said that, I'll keep the pronouns out, said that they were indifferent to being my friend. So yeah, ouch, that hurt. Beside that, or something I took more seriously, I was explaining something to someone at work because they were refusing to comprehend what I feel is a very simple project. And so I may have been explaining things in that, well, explain like I'm five type of way. And they got a little snarky with me and said, "Yeah, I understand that. Thanks." So I wasn't intending to be condescending. I was just trying to get the job done, but I may have inadvertently been condescending. And they snapped back. It's okay though, it happens. What's one thing that made me happy this week? I have had some really good conversations this week with people, and that makes me happy because there's almost nothing on this earth that makes me happier than good conversation. So, which is also why Discord makes me sleep deprived. But yeah, good conversation makes me very, very happy. What's your favorite meal? Ooh, that's tough. I like food, people. Diet is absolutely a four-letter word. It has to be pasta because I love pasta. I love all things carb. Yeah, all the carb things. Bring them all to me. Which pasta, though, specifically? I don't know. Maybe a vodka cream sauce pasta or a shrimp Diablo. Could go either way on that one. Either way, it's going to involve noodles and sauce. Do you have a sweet tooth or a savory one? I have a balanced one. I need a little bit of both. I can't go too far to either side because then I crave the other. If I had to pick one, I'd say I lean more towards savory than sweet. What is are your favorite scents? Good smelling guy. I think is that a scent? I don't know. But definitely a guy who smells good, that's a huge turn on. And beyond that, outsidey things like woods, campfires, outside the city smells. If you could have any job in the world, what would you choose? Oof. I'm really not sure. I know the answer to this, but it would just have to be something that helps people or makes people happy or helps people and makes people happy. That would be my ideal. Is that what I do? No. It's definitely not what I do, but that would be just something that could, yeah. I don't know what specifically. I'd have to give it more thought, but just something that makes people happy, brings joy to people, or helps people would be fantastic. What are you most afraid of? I would say my answer is no different than what a lot of other people's answers have been for either this question or a very similar question. And it is dying prematurely. Not so much for the reason of because I haven't gotten to do everything I wanted to do, but more because I'd be worried about the people I'd be leaving behind if my life were to end unexpectedly or much earlier than I would like it to. That would be so. I don't know if the fear is so much my leaving as it is what would happen to the people I'd be leaving behind. Is there a movie that has made you cry? Sure, definitely. Many. Let's see, the last movie that made me cry was probably The Good Dinosaur. Because it's like the same thing as the Land Before Time in terms of the parental death and oh my God, it's just heartbreaking. And yeah, that definitely made me cry. I don't think there was anyone in the theater that wasn't crying, the kids included. Is there a book that has made me cry? Again, yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think of one in particular. All right, Vamps, if you're listening, this answer's for you. But there was a Black Dagger Brotherhood, and if you haven't read the series and you like hot vampire warriors, just go read it and you'll thank me later. But there was one that had a pretty significantly tragic death. And you then followed the character who's was deeply, deeply in love with that character and the aftermath, and it was really well written and just really, truly heartbreaking. So that made me cry. Do you like what you're studying right now? I'm not in school, so did I like what I studied when I was in school? Yeah. My degree is in business with a concentration in marketing and a public communications minor, and I work in marketing. So I hope I like it at least a little bit, although I'm not doing the type of marketing that I envisioned doing when I was in school. But no, I really liked it. I had a great time with it. What's your favorite animal and why do you like it? Probably a beluga whale because they are just freaking adorable. Have you ever looked at a beluga whale? Oh my God, it is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I don't want to squeeze one. And also, I just have a thing for whales and sea creatures. And yeah, definitely beluga whales because I just think they're so cute. What's my favorite season? Fall. I don't like it when it's too hot, and I don't like it when it's too cold. I like it when, and I like fall fashion. I like my boots, and scarves, and I love the colors changing, in the trees, and just like the smell of fall. So yeah, absolutely fall. What angers me the most? A lot of things make me angry, but I think there's a unifying theme to everything that makes me angry. And so, yeah, I could talk about any one particular issue, but I think by and large, the overarching theme is a lack of compassion and a lack of empathy. I think just all the things that make me angry about the way that people treat each other or the way certain policies are set or things are set up just boils down to a lack of compassion and a lack of empathy for each other. And I think that bothers me more than anything. Because when humanity stops having empathy and compassion, what really is left? So, yeah, I think that frustrates me more than anything else and makes me angrier than anything else. That is it, guys. That's 20 questions. We are at about 13 minutes. So, if you've hung in with me, thanks for listening. And I guess I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.